Here we go.
Here we are.
We're back.
We're here.
We're back. The Highway Crew is back.
We're back.
With a whole new show.
Basically.
It really is. Whole new show here. Mm-hmm. We'll explain that here in just a second. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't get Bird's walk-up song. So, you know what? I've got one for you. Just stand by on that.
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't get a pick his own?
No, I've got one. I mean, I had one in reserve just in case.
I showed up late again?
Yeah.
All right.
Just in case something
Hey, good
happened.
Call.
So what we'll do is let's go ahead and introduce the Smee. She's sitting with the red socks on, yoga pants, a little bit of a pullover hair.
It's from
looking
our
mediocre.
Homies at Forensic Fluids.
Okay, but your hair's looking mediocre.
Mediocre hair.
Oh, dang.
Here she is.
This is a nice beat.
And patterns with a broken sound. You're the only one that can call me down.
Okay, nice beat, Smee.
Where'd you hear that from?
It's on my gym playlist.
Probably got it. Probably got it from me.
Mm-hmm. It was on. It was just on a radio. Oh, nailed it.
thought that was it.
Thought it was playing again.
Yeah.
You want to give him a shout out? Who it was?
Come on.
Foreign Air.
Foreign Air.
Foreign Air called Free Animal.
Okay. It was all right. Mm. So I want you to know how prepared I am for this episode.
All right.
I legit have a song on.
On a button.
On D.
On D.
On D.
D's nuts.
D button.
Oh.
Hey, you don't have to like scream into the mic. Yeah.
Oh, hey, come on, Smee. Chill.
But did, what I was saying, D's nuts.
Did you see her like lean down into it?
I thought he's nuts.
All right, so he's wearing camo pants. He's gotten one dough, no bucks.
No bucks.
But it is the one, the only, the Bird.
And his name is John C.
Okay. Dude, way better than our choice.
Come on now, how
it's
awesome
so fitting
is that,
because
dude?
You can't see me.
You also have camo pants.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that plays into it as well.
Yeah, did Perfect. You guys want to give a shout out to who that was?
Who it was?
Yeah, you told me to give a shout out to my band.
I don't know who sings it. John Cena's
walk-up
song.
There's no
words. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
But there's no words, so no one's singing it.
Well, it's John Cena's walk-up song. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, she brought that to a screeching halt,
wow.
Didn't she?
We were going somewhere, wow. Then she threw us off.
Sorry.
All right, here's what I need. For the new studio, the new equipment, the new everything, I need a intro. Somebody give it to me.
It's okay.
All right. Hey.
I'm looking over at the camo guy.
The camo guy that has no pants on.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. I got pants. All right. Let me just get warmed up for this. You got to
threw
this
loose.
On me.
Get loose. I should have given you a heads up. My fault.
That's right.
It
I could have
really
worked
is
one up.
Nice, yeah.
Not a heads up. Yeah. Anyways. Right. Off the brain. Okay, here we go. The guy that has put this studio together.
Literally.
Nail by
Literally,
nail.
Literally. Nail by nail. Trim by trim. He is what we can rest on as we sit here.
That's true.
He has put it all together. The one, the only, Ryan Hutton.
Yeah, boy. Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Nice one.
Little Offspring. I'm not a big Offspring fan, but I do enjoy that song.
Yeah.
They have a few good ones, yeah.
Yeah.
They put those on video games, I think, too, or something.
Like. Yeah. I got them going the other day on, my four-hour drive to work, and I just hit Offspring, and that came up. And
what
I'm
an
like,
easy commute.
Yeah, dude. Just, it's a blink of an eye, and I'm there.
Yeah, boy, I bet.
Yeah, four-hour commute. No big deal. I did it to myself, so it's really not a problem. But, all right, you guys want to talk about what... studio equipment, everything, because this is like our first. We did a episode not too long ago, but like this is the first official full epi with everything. Yeah,
yeah, with everything, and I guess yeah, just us in the new studio.
That's
and
it.
And the new mic.
Yeah, The new mics, we got a new vibe. We got the neon, we got the ring lights. The vibe is set, I believe.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the building of this studio, though?
Yes. I mean, like, how structurally sound it is.
Yeah, and like what happened, like it's built it from the ground up. Like there used to be a...
Started from the bottom, now yeah. he's here.
Is he wanting us to tell his story?
Yeah, so I that am.
He doesn't have to tell his own story.
Yeah, I am wanting you to tell this story.
Just say that, dude.
Yeah, tell me the freaking story.
So,
tell me my story.
The office is a shipping container that Ryan himself outfitted with our new studio and office area. So it has our inventory on one end and the order fulfillment and all that stuff. And then there's a little half bath in the middle. And then in the back is our podcast studio, which is where we're at. And it's beautiful. And it's got whiteboard walls, which I love because I could just start scribbling on them whenever. And
not just everywhere though.
No, on the whiteboard part, yeah. With an Expo marker.
Yeah, I'd be pissed if you scribbled on the walls.
Everywhere. Yeah, and then the rest is shiplap and pegboard for optimal storage.
Yeah. So this used to be a forest, if you will. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, oh,
because Smee missed, like, she acted like it's just like a building that we put up here.
Yeah, there was this one time.
No, I didn't. I said that it was a shipping container that you completely outfitted to now be our studio.
Yeah, but don't forget the clearing of the land.
The clearing of the land, the blessing of the...
I'll go further back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bird, help me out.
So Ryan was sitting there on this couch one day, and he looks at me, and I see he's thinking in deep thought.
Mm.
He glances over, and he says, I think I want to build a studio. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, where are we going to start at?
Yeah.
So next thing you know, he's operating a backhoe up in the woods, just taking trees down, mm-hmm. just ripping up.
I think you nature. And I were chainsawing them, right?
Yeah, we were chainsawing the crap out of them. I also wrote D's Nuts on one of them.
That's true.
With a chainsaw,
we do have a picture of that.
Yeah.
And literally the log sitting outside with D's Nuts.
D's Nuts are still written on. So,
it's kind of like one of those, how some people have their last name carved into like a log and it's in front of their house.
So I do plan on putting it over the mantle once the house is done.
Oh, the D's Nuts log?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be perfect.
In fact, we talked about that when you carved it in there.
It'd be perfect.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt again.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, can we mute her? So we were cutting, clearing, and then next thing you know, there was a pad there. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like Ryan. What? Yeah. What's this pad for? Ryan.
Sewer system, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was going to say
that. Put in the sewer system.
Sewer was before the pad.
Yeah.
So everything was there. The old shit pipes were there. Oh, sensor.
Well, hang on. Go ahead and say it again.
Shit pipe.
I think I got it. I think I got that.
Yeah.
Smee, you don't have to edit that out. I think I got it.
Yeah, we got it. We nailed
I'll
it.
Take it from there.
Thank you.
So, yeah, then after all the piping, electric, and all the works... Next thing you know, there was...
Which you helped me put in the septic lines and the septic tank, right? And then the lateral lines. You, me, and Trucker J.
Trucker J. Mm-hmm.
We should call him, wake him up, but, you know, another time.
I don't know if he'd answer.
Would appreciate that?
Yeah. I mean, if he did answer, he wouldn't. I don't know, but I bet he wouldn't mind.
Yeah, he wouldn't care.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what can I help you?
So, yeah, we poured the pad.
Yeah.
You, me, Trucker J, my dad came over, poured the pad,
mm-hmm.
got the container set, 20-foot container. And then, you and I cut the door out and the window, mm-hmm. I think. Got the window and door installed. And now, fully functioning plumbing, water, mm-hmm. heat, air.
Trimmed out. Everything.
Trimmed out, yeah.
Everything.
I feel like Bert. Yeah, I feel like that's the second time Bert's mentioned. He must be like really.
I like your trim, dude. Job.
Well, my trim work. My trim work isn't the, like I'm not like a trim guy, right? But you know.
Well, I've seen trim guys put worse trim up. If that makes you feel any better.
It does make me feel good.
You know, because they get 1099 contracted out to do somebody's trim, and that's what they claim as their specialty, and it's not that good. So, okay. Yeah. So you're good in my book, brother.
Gotcha. So we got a full functioning studio.
The whole works.
A whole area dedicated to that. And then this is the first one where we got brand new audio equipment.
Yeah. How do we sound?
Dude, we're freaking
the smooches.
Crystal. I'm pretty sure you can hear my taste buds.
Yeah.
You can hear them talking.
Absolutely. And the smooches you lay on the mic. Everybody just give a smooch. Yeah. Boy, that's crisp.
Yeah. Let's see if I wonder if you can hear the... Oh, yeah, that's clear.
Yeah.
That's clear.
We could hear that pretty good on the last mic, though.
Yeah, but hey, stop taking stuff away from me, please.
Come on, we're trying to live here.
Well, mine is pink, so that's exciting.
Yeah, so Smee's got a pink mic.
I was like, retrospectively, I should have just got the same color so that you guys wouldn't fart into my mic.
Which one to fart.
Yeah, so we did get a fart mic. And then, you know, along with the new equipment, we have like a new audio interface. So now we can actually do sounds like obviously the the bleep. Or we can even...
And most importantly.
Or most importantly, we can do something like this. Oh, hang on. That's or like a really one. Good... I mean... I think this one's a...
winded one.
Yeah. He's still going.
Oh, there's so much air in that.
Oh, he's still going. Oh, my God. I don't know how to stop it.
I think that's perfect.
Guys. Yeah, how do you
go? Good Lord. Then I think we have like this. This is like a standard fart.
I feel like that's like a toot.
A toot?
Mm-hmm.
A toot.
Okay. I think.
I feel like that's more in the toot category.
Yeah, so we have. I don't know what that one was, but I feel like. So now we have like legit a fart recording that we can do. So legit. Anytime, hey Smee, say something.
No.
So now we can just like put a fart anytime she says anything.
Mm-hmm. Like she starts going on, just interrupt her with a toot.
So Smee, tell me about your day.
My day was good. It was.
Dude, that's it, man. So yeah, we've got a whole new everything, man. New cushions, got the neon up here, just doing great.
Yeah.
Just the Highway 2.0.
Dude, yeah. Highway, yeah. I would say Highway Final Edition. This is it. We're doing everything from here on.
FE, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. You agree? Right. Yeah. I feel like you're probably going to come up with something else you want to try, though. I mean, maybe
get
a
black
bigger...
lights in here?
Yeah. Just a disco ball would be sweet. I could hang a disco ball pretty quick.
Yeah, let's get a disco ball.
Which Smee did mention a bar.
Yeah, like a little bar cabinet.
Yeah, we'll probably go ahead and hang a bar in here because we need one.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need a bar in their office / studio?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. You can even do it high up there so it's not knocking heads. Just
yeah.
Put it up in a corner.
Yeah, I'm thinking on this wall right here, little fold-down bar. Smee can just grab the whiskey and pour it. How do you feel about that?
Come on, how you feel?
I mean, am I staying on this side?
I don't know. We got some things to think about, right? This is the first one, so we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure you'll be here next episode.
That's true, yeah. If I'm just a temporary.
Really, what are you bringing to the table right now?
No, it can be because I can't.
Can you Google something for me?
No, because with the new technology, my phone has to be in use.
Yeah.
Guess who's taking over?
Which we've added video.
Yeah. Right?
This is a... Let's make a...
Oh, am I... On that thing. I'm running right now?
Yeah, you're hot, dude.
Can they see me scratch my privates?
I don't think your privates are in there, but we could zoom in on your privates. But you're wearing camo pants, so I feel like
I'm scratching air.
You just look like a bunch of leaves.
I'm scratching air down there, dude.
Perfect. All right. So should we talk about it's Thanksgiving?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're gonna have some folks join us in a second on Thanksgiving Day, which I think will be entertaining.
Why do you think it would be entertaining?
Because they're going to bash each other like crazy.
We just get to sit back and watch.
Are they already like super drunk? Have they been drinking all day?
I don't think they've been... Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I could text them and see if they've been drinking, but I don't think they have.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter either way. I just didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think they have, but I can't wait. So, and we kind of got to come up with something that...
To do with him on the phone?
Well, not really to do with him, but I feel like we've got to regulate there because they're just going to want to call each other a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, do we just let them do that for a little bit and get it out of their system and then move
on? I think so. We're going to have to like regulate it, or they're just going to be constant pieces of shit and they're going to be talking over each other. So I think
you got your censor button. Can they hear that? Will they be able to hear that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to hear that or not. So anyway.
You can make a fart noise when they need to shut up, but explain the rules to them.
Yeah, let's see. We may call another guy here real quick. Let's see.
We're just doing a live call?
Yeah, we're just doing a random...
Let's see here. Let me text this guy. Trom.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
So he is Trom.
Yeah.
He's probably already greased the tracks.
Let's see what he... he's not working.
So,
let's just see... Let's see if he's available. This dude's something else. Of course, I'm like a freaking... Smee poured me a gallon of whiskey so I can barely type. Let's see here.
Yeah, you're going to get pretty toasty off of that glass.
Yeah.
You don't have to drink it all in one sitting.
I'm going to.
Come on now. You know better.
I'm going to, though. Let's see. I had to tell him it was going to be recorded, because if I call him, you know, you don't want to be him be saying all kinds of stuff. And mm-hmm. Him not knowing it's recorded. But I also want to talk about this. You see my new hat? I say new hat. Shoot. I've had it for a while.
Oh, heck, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. The one.
Yeah. Blue Line.
Yeah, Blue Line Laser Works, Miami. It is in a extracted Defundies nuts.
Oh, that's all right.
Custom patch.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all D's nutsed out right now.
Yeah, I got my Defundies nuts shirt. Let's see, there it is. And then the Defundies nuts hat.
Yeah.
I got some acorns probably on my pants too, so.
Yeah, it's probably just like on your shoes, yeah. just like traipsing them in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, just looking at nuts. Sorry.
But, yeah, no.
You don't have to apologize.
So, yeah, Thanksgiving Day, should probably talk about that. Smee and I did nothing but
clean
some stuff out.
Yeah, no, whenever we were getting ready to come to the studio, the crazed look in Bird's eyes was indicative of how he spent his Thanksgiving Day. And I was like, I feel like we're on different levels of stimulation already.
Should we talk about your Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, it wasn't anything crazy, just... You got three kids running around in the yard in freezing cold weather.
But you went to the in-laws, right?
Yeah. So obviously that brings a certain level of stress. Right? Yeah. But it was okay. You know, just we walked outside, cold. My youngest, he fell three times in like 2 minutes, started crying.
Oh, so did he cry?
Yeah. And so I was just like, this is already off to a hot start. So I'm obviously, my mind's not there. I'm actually thinking about if I can make it to the woods in time when we get back.
So you're just trying to get out of there and go deer hunting.
Yeah. And so I probably wasn't in the best of mood. But, I mean, overall, it wasn't too bad. Just, man, it's just a lot. Got a lot. There's like 45 people there.
45?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
Can we mention that Smee and I also skipped it?
Mm-hmm. Good on you. Yeah. I'd honestly think it was kind of weird you came. You know? I'd be like, you guys had all... You guys had an option to stay home.
Yeah, so we, not bashing anybody or any situation, but we chose to clean out a storage area.
Yeah.
Versus going.
You had stuff to do.
Yeah. We've definitely been sitting on that for like 3 years, but we had to get it done today. Just baking on it.
Thanksgiving Today's Day, the I'm day. Like, I got to get rid of this. I got to get rid of this couch.
Yeah. Though, I will say, you guys cleaning up gave us a new twin mattress. So it paid off a little bit.
That's true. And was the cat peeing on the old twin?
Oh my gosh, yeah. The cat might have to go.
The cat, you gotta find him first, right?
Do you need me to take out the cat?
I'll let you do whatever you want with that cat. Okay. I was gonna say,
because I feel like if you do it, it's obvious.
Yeah. If somebody breaks into our house who knows our code and just snatches our cat,
leaves everything else just behind.
Clearly, it's just clearly me on video. Yeah. It's like, all I do is have a ski mask on, but I'm wearing this exact stuff. Yeah, I drive my own truck down there.
Yeah, you park it right down there. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do what you got to do, and I'll support it 100%. Maybe even pay you. I don't know.
Support it 100%. Like if there's any question, he's going to support that.
I mean, I think at that point that you're paying him, it does become a little more, you know,
Of a hitman. I'll do it for free.
Oh, wow. What a generous offer.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know why I do it for free?
Why?
Because I know without a doubt, if I had a problem, you'd take care of it. No cost.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's the type of guy you are.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you offering that up. Kind of want it gone tonight. If
So, right. I'm just drunk stumbling around in your yard. Yeah. I can't even find your front door.
I go open the door for you, and then I like go lay back down.
Oh my gosh. You actually grab the cat and throw it out to me.
Oh my gosh, I'm still asleep. Oh my gosh, where's the cat? What?
No, but seriously, I can take care of your cat tonight.
Dude, yes.
You got your blowgun?
Yeah, I got everything.
Okay.
We can make it happen tonight.
Is it going to fight or is it going down? What do you think? Am I going to have a problem with it?
Does it have its claws?
Yeah, no, it's got its back ones.
Okay, so no front?
No.
That thing's
done. Yeah, you just snatch it up from the back.
It's done. No problem.
The only problem is it likes to hide underneath the bed that it pees on, my kid's bed. So, like, you wedge it underneath a bunk bed, like, trying to get that cat would be absolutely hilarious. Like, the kid... Stevie's or the kiddo's bouncing on the bed,
and you're just trying to snatch it up underneath there, it'd be kind of funny to watch.
I'll be asleep. But you'll be asleep, yeah.
But what if I acted like I was putting in the new mattress, and then when I took the old mattress out, because that's the type of guy I am, I'm going to help you out.
Absolutely.
And I grabbed the cat while I'm
And there's
it.
A cat in it. Yeah. There's a cat in the old mattress.
I picture the whole time the cat's just like, and you're just like, shh, shh, shh. Everybody go to sleep. Everyone go to sleep.
Everybody go back to sleep. No, we can make sure that happens, and I'll be thankful for it. But yeah, that cat has caused a lot of problems.
All right, sorry.
I don't know that I've ever seen that cat. Like, it's just always hiding.
Well, like, the only time I see him is when he's causing problems.
The only time you see him is when he comes out to pee on the mattress.
Yeah. Or when he's got fleas and he's traipsing.
Yeah, he's fleas.
Traipsing them all over the house.
I forgot to mention, before we came up here, threw up on the kids' toys.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
Why?
Why would the cat throw up on the kids' toys?
I don't know. I do not know. And honestly, I don't want it to be around long enough to find out about it.
Can you hear Smee adjusting her mic?
I don't know. I feel like it's close to me. Is this a good spot?
It's a mic. It's supposed to be close to me.
I know, but is that good?
So are we taking out that cat or not? Or am I?
Yeah, I was going to say we.
I need you to blink.
What, you got a mouse in your pocket?
Because that might help.
Okay, but seriously, I need you to blink twice if you're serious.
Do they see that?
Okay. You guys ready to make a phone call?
Yeah, let's make a call.
Yeah. All right. Are you going to tell us who we're calling, or are we just going to find out?
So we're going to call, I don't know if he, like, wants his name.
Yeah, maybe we should find that out before we call him.
First, so, no, I'm just going to call him. Let's see what happens here.
All right.
But which one is this with giving us a hint?
This is not Z-Craft. Let's see what he says here.
Here comes freaking Carman, dude. What? What?
Okay, so obviously we have to. Where does
he's coming,
oh, there
he's
he is.
Back
okay.
up. There you go.
So obviously we have to regulate this somehow. So first off, let me take the time to say thank you all for joining us on Thanksgiving. And I see that Carb Man's having a carb cola, if you will.
Indeed.
And Carb Man, what are you drinking?
It's the only thing in the fridge at the time, so it's a Yingling Flight. So
oh, it is what it is. Classic, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like Yingling Flight. Let's see, Z-Craft, what up, dog? Can you hear us?
You can speak now.
You can't hear us?
I can tell you why, because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. We can hear you, dude. Or no, we can't hear you.
No.
What is going
I
on
actually
here?
Let's see. It.
God, I want this to work so bad because this is going to be hilarious.
I don't think he's muted.
Hey, is your is your mic on? Z-Craft?
He can't hear us. What? He doesn't know you're asking about
Mike. Let's see. I think I can chat here. I'm also probably the largest glass of whiskey I've ever drank deep, so let's see.
What? Is it really?
I feel like it's got to be on his end because Carman logged right in, no problem.
You guys see my chat?
I did. Yeah.
Nice. Hey.
What's up, dog? Let's see. Can I?
Is it like a head? Maybe it's a. There we go. Maybe some headphones.
Okay. Let's see here. God dang! I can't even spell freaking Z-Craft. This is bad.
Oh, he said hello in the chat.
Oh yeah, you got a hello in the chat. So.
Well, where's the chat at? Ah. Got it.
He's just typing up a storm.
This has turned into a 100% shit show.
Oh yeah.
Which is exactly what I expected to happen.
Yeah. Did we expect anything different from this first pass of this?
Yeah, you guys are the very first call-ins we've ever had, so I'm expecting big things.
So yeah, it says Z-Craft is reconnecting.
Okay, so maybe he's having some internet problems here. Oh, yeah, he's got his headphones on here. Let's see here. Yo, Z Crab, can you hear us? Okay, I feel like he can hear us because he's talking. Oh, God, I want these guys to be on so bad. Oh, shit.
I feel like I just jumped into MS Messenger.
Yeah, dude, this is perfect. Just logging in.
They're just going to go roast each other in the chat box.
Yeah, no. I need audio here. Like, it's got to be... Because his audio is on our side.
Well, fellow, I'm new here.
We could just have, like, Bird read one. I could read the other.
Yeah. We could play it out.
Hey, there should be, like, 3 ellipses on your screen.
His says it has a mute on his now. Let's see, Crab.
Let's see. No,
you all can hear me just fine, though, right?
Yeah, dude, we hear you crystal clear. I feel like...
He's got a purple background.
Yeah, he's like putting different backgrounds on, but he can't...
No, I gotta tune in. Oh, boy.
Why is he not...
You need the poop emoji here. Right on top of your head.
Let's see here. Let me...
Wait a minute, how do you do background?
He's all the way up. Hey, did you allow your mic settings on... when you downloaded the app?
Oh, now he's gone.
He's like, F this, dude. I'm freaking out. All right, Carman, hang on. Stand by. We are, I think it's on his end, to be honest with you. Let's see here.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a piece
you
of
are
shit.
Trying to...
Here we go.
You held up the show for like 10 minutes.
Hey, I'm new to this.
You're retarded.
That's not an
accurate. Tell me I'm wrong. Everybody's waiting on you.
Well, it takes one to know one, fella. Hey, TYFIS.
I'm sorry, I'm
a
stupid bitch.
Whoa.
You that.
Hey, we've got a... Yeah, hang on. We've got to regulate this. First off, let
the rules of engagement.
We've got rules of engagement here, because this has been building for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
this guy.
First off, so Z-Craft has been on the potty before, I think, episode 3 or 4 of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Season
Comeback
3.
Kid.
Comeback kid. So first I want to let Cardman introduce himself, and that way we have kind of a level playing ground here.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is allow insult for insult.
Oh, and, God.
And kind of see where we go from there. Hey, Carmen, do you have your mic on your computer and your headphones?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know that one.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting double feed, and I know that you're a piece of shit, so it might be...
Very true.
Accurate.
So should I hang up the phone?
Yeah. Hang up the phone. That's what the feedback is.
You're an idiot.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is. All right, we're back. All right, so Cartman, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience here,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll even let Z-Craft introduce himself again, and then we'll get started on this Thanksgiving throwdown. This Thanksgiving throwdown.
All right, so I'm introducing myself.
Well, mm-hmm. Do you want me to introduce you? I can.
Because he's more than willing to do that.
Fuck it. So, my real name is Sean. I've met Zach at PRE school, 2 years ago now? You had to go back to
Hey, the insults don't start yet. Wait.
I work for Jeffco. I'm on the east side of the state. The birds actually fly right side up, unlike Buchanan County and upside down.
This guy.
Yeah, I've been a copper for 16 years. Did 8 years in the world's finest United States Marine Corps, rubber. Happy birthday.
Rah.
What's your favorite flavor of crayon?
Say something, piece of shit.
What's your favorite flavor of crayon?
Wait, we got to step in here. Not yet.
It was a solid question, though.
Yeah. Bert's over here thinking about it.
No, that's blue. A great question,
so,
to be honest.
So Bert, also right. in the Marine Corps, maybe he can answer his that question as well. So let's go ahead and let Carbman have what his favorite crayon is, and then we'll go to Bert.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the same crayon. I don't know.
Woo.
Man, I'm going to go red.
Good choice. I like red, but I always got to stick with my faithful blue.
I think blue is a good, like, I feel like it would be a blue Raz.
Yeah.
Blue Raz?
Yeah. In my mind, the blue crayon should taste like blue raspberry.
See, I'm going orange. I'm going orange slice.
The best thing about it, and piece of shit will even agree, you can't go wrong when it comes to crayon.
You really can't.
Piece of shit. At least you pronounce it right.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody, but I'm actually pretty educated. Okay. Unlike you, you piece of shit.
All right, wait.
Yeah, you went to Kamala Harris University.
All right, so what we're going to do is, here's how this is going to go down. I say we go 7 rounds. You good with that?
Okay.
7 rounds. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go 7 rounds. Each of you will get an insult. And then the Bird and the Smee will, on a scale from 1 to 5,
I need to write this down.
Score you on said insult. And if there's a tiebreaker, I'll come in and break the tie. Does that make sense?
That's fair.
Okay. Okay, hang on. Smee's got to get some, get some paperwork here. Z-Craft, you want to reintroduce yourself here for the listeners that did not listen to the earlier episode?
Yeah, my name is Zach. I work for a sheriff's office in Northwest Missouri, Buchanan County. Lucky to be here. Happy to be here. Carbman's a piece of shit. Bird, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
My favorite Marine, not this piece of shit down here in the corner. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. When are we starting this insult-a-thon? Because I'm ready for this.
He's wanting it.
By the way, thank you guys for being here on Thanksgiving. And just a little background on how this went down. So we started, we're going to do a potty up here, and we're like, hey, man, we should get these guys on, because I told Carbman we were going to call him. So Carbman was busy, all right? So then I text Z-Craft, and Z-Craft is like, dude, I'm in, no problem. So then I text Carbman that Z-Craft is in, and Carman's like, dude, I'll be ready at 8, no problem. I'm going to freaking roast this dude.
I have no idea who's going to be here.
That's true. I kind of
You had
it may have been the gallon of whiskey that I drank that I forgot to tell you that Carbman was going to be here. So that's definitely on me.
That's fine.
Okay, so Smee's got the official scorecard here. So what we'll do is I'm going to flip heads or tails.
A Zin can?
And give me that Zin can real quick. So what's going to happen is Zen will be heads, the bottom will be tails, and since Z-Craft was on the episode or the podcast first, I'll let him have the honors to call heads or tails on who goes first. All right, here we go. I'm going to flip
heads.
I'm going to flip it to Bird. Ooh, okay. The official answer is tails. So the official answer is tails. So what I'll do is I'll allow Carbman to make the decision if he wants to go first or Z-Craft.
I will defer.
Oh. Bold move.
Oh, he's confident.
He can't spell defer.
Bold.
Shit.
All right. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off here. All right. So what we'll do is each round we will switch on who goes first with the insult. And Smee and Bird will score from 1 to 5. You ready, Smee?
Yeah.
All right, Z-Craft, you are first. If you would like to insult Carbman, we'll go from there.
Carbman likes to post pictures of himself working out, but he's got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
Oh, okay. All right, going immediate to the physical. Okay, very good. First off, let me ask this. Carbman, do you post pictures of yourself working out?
I do not.
Okay.
He just sends them to me and just a...
Oh, he sends
him erotic spot.
Oh.
Okay.
I send you is a night of Bush Light and deer chili, and it still doesn't equal the piece of shit that you are. And I've already said
Is that your rebuttal?
Actually, no. I can't. I can, yeah, we could start it that way. You're also a back to front wiper, and you are in the gym, but you skipped leg day, and your brother called and said he wanted his fucking t-shirt back.
Oh, okay. I think that's the official comeback here. Okay. So I'm gonna allow Smee, and I'm gonna allow Bird to go ahead and make a. Give a score, 1 to 5. 5 being the best, by the way. 5 being the best. Bird, let's start with you. What do you think about Z-Craft's insult of Carbman?
It felt like a knife. Yeah. It was a very good jab.
It went physical. That's personal.
It went straight physical.
That's personal.
So I'd say he went for the heart. I'm going to give that... Do we do decimals in this bad boy?
Nope. We're going 1 to 5.
Not unless you would have had them up later.
Okay, well, couldn't do that. 3.5.
Okay. Wait, we did decimals?
Three. Oh, yeah, I just did it anyways. All right, I'll do four. I'll give a round up.
For craft?
For Z-Craft.
All right, Z-Craft with a 4.
4.
Okay.
All right, what do you give Carbman's insult of Z-Craft?
I will say this. His is...
The wipe.
I want to keep it. The wipe to the front.
That was a good one. Not the gate.
Back, front to back.
No, wait, back was it front to back? Back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say. Hold
excuse
on.
Me. Hold back to front.
Okay, Ryan's had a little whiskey. Front to back is the right way.
So he dirties his ball set.
Yeah. He gets poop on his.
And that's aggressive too.
That is aggressive.
I do like that.
4s all around.
4s. I'm going to keep it. I want to keep it tight.
Oh. Okay.
I want to keep 4s. It tight.
So am I also scoring it?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, okay. You will.
Because okay. I do like the fact that the last one comes down to the last punch.
Okay.
Okay.
It's me.
Go I'm going to go Z-Craft 2. So nice. Not that it wasn't good. I just think you got better, okay?
Oh, damn.
You got better. And then I'm going to go...
Damn.
I'm going to go... Sorry, I'm gonna go 4 for Carbman.
Oh my gosh, Carbman! Carbman jumping out to a commanding lead.
The dirty beanbag gotcha.
It got all angles. It just hit all angles.
Okay, here we go. Round 2.
Are we keeping the scores? Or is that 1-0 now?
Now it'll be a total score at the end of the 7 rounds, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
7 rounds.
7 rounds. You gotta turn
okay.
it on.
Okay. Now you went first, so you had a little bit of a. I would say that's a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Carbman, round 2, you will be the first insulter.
Oh, he's thinking.
Hey, who's playing music in the background, by the way? Who is that? That's got to be Z-Craft.
I think that might be a kiddo.
That's not me.
No, that's
my... Kids at home and wife's in bed.
That's my kiddo running around with his tablet somewhere.
Okay, no, no worries, no worries.
Let's see. There's a reason, Zach, you're such a piece of shit that your wife, knowing you're coming on the show, doesn't want to see you get destroyed today. So she actually showed you mercy.
Okay. Wow. Going to the marriage. Going to marriage.
My wife thinks you're such a piece of shit. She didn't want to see your face. She told me this morning. She said, I know 5 pieces of shit. Sean Lotus is 4 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Sean. Well done.
Yeah.
Sean Lonis, 4 out of 5 pieces of shit, according to Z-Craft's wife. All right, let's go to Bird first.
Yeah, Z-Craft, that's a 5 for me.
Okay, Z-Craft going with a solid.
When you're cracking up the other guy, I got to respect that.
Solid 5. Yeah. Solid 5 for Z-Craft.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, go ahead and give Carbman.
I'll do a 3 for Carbman.
Okay, solid 3. Solid 3, middle. Middle of the pack, solid 3. Smee, why don't you go ahead and rate Z-Craft first?
Okay. I will also do a 5.
Oh, damn.
Because that was good.
That's big.
That was a good one.
And then Carbman. Save that one.
Yeah.
That's big.
Carbman, I still think was pretty good. I'm going to stay at a... And we're not doing points, right?
No. You just...
No decimals.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll go 4.
Damn. Okay. All right. I think we're tied up. I don't know.
I'm not. Do you mean to do the math on?
Okay.
It?
Round 3. Here we go for the.
Can I interject something real quick? That
yes, please. Please
Zach
do.
Said. On a side note, my wife calls you and I a bunch of idiots on a daily basis on our.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's fair.
Can we all agree that we're all a bunch of idiots?
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah. And pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
I am admittedly a piece of shit.
100%.
Okay. Okay. Are we ready?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So round... the score, do you want the score update? We're only two rounds in.
Let's wait.
Let's wait.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, round three of the Thanksgiving Throwdown. Z-Craft, you're up.
Thanksgiving Hoedown. We're talking about a hoe over here in Sean Lotus. He looks like he had more turkey eaten today than the entire country of South Africa has food in their entire country. Look at this guy. He's got four chins. He's got 37 cheeks. As soon as he laughs, he smiles, and he says, like that. Looks like he's flying a motorboat, but there's nothing there to motorboat except his cheeks.
Motorboating your own cheeks, classic.
Okay, he's motorboating his own cheeks. Also, South Africa brought into the mix out of nowhere.
It went political.
South Africa.
He's covering all bases.
Okay. This is so stupid.
We are idiots, you know that?
We're so dumb.
We are idiots.
Yeah. This may be the final episode of the potty ever.
Dude, can we also believe that someone's going to listen to this and waste their freaking time?
We're getting canceled for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right. And we're
Let's
back.
Continue.
Carman with a rebuttal.
Okay. First off, for a good roast, it helps if you don't stutter, which leads me to believe that you're an idiot. And I know 8 stupid people, and you're 11 of them.
You can't use the same one I've already used.
Oh, hey, that comes in.
Oh, wait.
Hang on. Yeah, hey, we have can you guys hear this? Can you hear the bleep button?
No. Oh,
okay, we have a bleep button.
Did I hear a bad word? I'm sorry.
No, hey, we'll just do this. I think that counts. Okay,
yeah,
all right, let's go to the judges. Let's start off with Bird. Bird, go ahead.
Let's switch it up with Smee.
We're going to start off with Smee.
Yeah.
Smee, go ahead and rate Z-Craft. Bring it in South Africa out of left field,
South
by the way.
The motorboat in the cheeks was good.
Motorboating is funny. I do like a good motorboat.
That's good. I'm going to go 3.
Okay. Z-Craft coming in a solid 3. Mm-hmm. Carman, what did Carman come in as?
Carman, I'm going to do a 3 for that one as well.
Okay, she's splitting it. Mm-hmm. 3 and 3. All right, Bird, let's go over to you. Let's go
Jet
ahead and
rate.
Let's go. Let's go ahead and rate Z-Craft. Z-Craft.
I do. Oh, man, so hard because I laughed at both of them. How do you judge a laugh? You know,
that's true.
How do you put
did
numbers
you feel
on
it in your tummy?
I was going to say I giggled for both of them. I want to keep it even as well.
Okay.
With 4, so.
Going solid 4.
Yeah, because both of them, I still, I don't know, I guess I laugh.
Burgess is going to give everybody this, like, even scores.
Yeah, because I like them.
Because everybody's just having a good time.
Hey, let's all have a good
he
time. Let's all mouth each other.
Okay, good chuckles. Good chuckles for Bird. Okay, we're entering round 4. Round 4, so we're just over halfway. We're going to start off with Carman with insult number 1. Go ahead.
I notice most of your insults are directed towards my physical stature. You're not really getting to the intellect, and you know why? Because you're a dumb piece of shit who tries to make fun of my intellect, but you have to use spell check to use the words to make sure you're making it correct.
Oh, hitting him intellectually. Good.
Ooh.
That's solid.
I also felt that.
That's solid. He went away from physical, went straight intellectual.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, Z-Craft with a rebuttal. Go ahead.
You talked earlier that you don't understand or you can't speak bitch, but here you are, just continuing to stutter and use bleep language because you're a piece of shit. You're the biggest piece of shit I know. And if anyone ever listened to the Fundraiser podcast, they know that you're the shit stain on the whitey tidies of America.
Oh, went with undies. I'm a big fan of the undies insults.
The undies humor.
Okay, let's go with Smee. Let's go ahead and start with Carbman's insult of Z-Craft. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go with a 4. I'm going to do 4s and 4s.
4s even it up?
Yep.
4s even.
Oh, it's not even.
Well, for... on this round.
Okay. Four for Z-Craft and 4 for Carbman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
After
let's
this
go.
Round, I'll give the scores.
Let's go over to the Bird.
I'm going to go 4 for Z-Craft and 3 for Carbman.
That's big.
I know.
That's big. Now, was it because with Z-Craft went with whitey tighties?
Yeah, I think I'm just immature. And okay. I think that one just plays a big factor.
That's all of it.
Yeah,
that's,
I get it. I was going to say that.
I mean, he went with undies. Undies is really difficult to argue with, to be honest with you. And also, who wears whitey tighties anymore? Who wears whitey tighties? Z-Craft, do you wear whitey tighties?
No, we talked about this. Remember Under Armour, boxer briefs?
Yes, sir.
Sean Lomas, whitey tighties, for sure.
Cartman, are you a...
Not true.
What kind of undies do you wear?
I do boxer briefs.
Oh yeah, that's respectable.
Are you a compressed boxer brief? Are you cotton?
No, see, you're just paying for a name because you're just a dumb piece of shit that spends too much money on underwear. Idiot.
Idiot.
What's this?
I mean, if you buy it in Dick's Sporting Goods, you get the generic version. It's even better than Under Armour.
Bro, you're spending tens of dollars on underwear.
Tens of dollars. Okay,
that's
all
what
right.
Your mom said.
Okay, wait. Whoa.
Are we in round?
Getting heated. Getting heated here.
What round are we in?
All right, so we're entering round.
Ceasefire.
Yeah.
We are entering round 5 of 7. Do you guys want an update of the score?
Yep.
Okay, so it looks like, let's see. Smee has Z-Craft at 31. Is that right? And Carbman at 28, so we have a 3-point. Oh, I'm sorry, 29. I can't read her crappy handwriting. All right, 29 to 31. So we have a 2-point game here. So we are starting off with Z-Craft, round 5. Thanksgiving Throwdown 2024.
Round 5.
Go ahead. What did I say? Round 4?
No. I was
okay, round 5. Here we go.
Round
Z-Craft.
Final round.
No, we're going 7. 7 rounds. 7 rounds.
Oh, 7 rounds. Well, yeah, I can't even math, apparently.
Thanks for the ammo. Hey.
Yeah, that's fine. Give me 1 second. I have got to go to my bathroom. I got to drop a Sean Lonus real quick in my toilet. I'm going to go over here real quick and just give me a second. Sorry here. Oh, shit. This is a real big Sean Lonus. He's such a piece of shit. He really is like the soft serve Dairy Queen ice cream on a hot July day. When you're just going down the Elk River, you want that chocolate ice cream, but you pull it out and it's just melted. It looks like Sean Lomas. That's how big of a piece of shit this guy is.
Okay, I want to make some comments on that. First off, kudos for saying Elk River because that's down where we're. That's it's like a mile from where we're at. So good job there. I also want to say good job for switching rooms because I believe you might be on the toilet right now.
Yeah, we don't know if you have pants on or not. Yeah.
The playout was pretty good.
He literally switched rooms. There's a toilet. He went to a different room and sat on a toilet. That's some credit right there. Okay. And again, I'm just a tiebreaker here. Mm-hmm. I'm just a tiebreaker, so I can't say anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice moves. Mm-hmm. All right. Cardman with the rebuttal round 5. Go ahead. Down two points, by the way.
Moving rooms. Very classy. Very, very good move. My family's in the other room, so I don't have that option. But you know what makes you the ginormous piece of shit that you are? Because you almost used the same verbatim verbiage you used during the original roast for the fundraiser. Almost word for word. Get some new content, you gigantic piece of shit.
Oh, if
you just continue to call me a piece of shit, that's really the same thing that you're continuing to do. Just using the same thing over and over again. Your verbal diarrhea continues to spew out of your mouth.
I feel like something
is just blue. Diarrhea just coming out of your face.
Okay. I feel like I got to do this.
Okay. You literally used the soft serve ice cream. This is probably the third time now. You're a piece of shit. You plagiarized yourself. So not only are you a piece of shit, you're a terrible student.
Okay,
I thought you
all
said you were educated. Plagiarism when you steal something from someone else and take credit for it.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
I get to keep that.
No, you still have to cite yourself. Gigantic piece of shit. Judges, tell me I'm wrong.
All right, hey.
I can't say he's wrong.
He's not wrong. Let's see.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to do some... I'm doing some clapping here. Okay, all right, let's
Ryan's
go.
Ryan's got a new soundboard.
Yeah, I got a whole new soundboard. This is a whole new system, boys. This is a different game here.
Nice.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to the judges.
Studio and a soundboard.
Dude, you have no idea the amount of work that's went into this ridiculous podcast of you guys just calling each other a piece of shit.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Let's go ahead and switch. We went two for two, so let's go back to Bird.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and start off with Z Craft. Go ahead and give him a score.
I'll say 3. Because
okay.
That cracked me up last time on the roast.
Yeah, you did laugh at soft serve.
And it got me again.
Okay.
Dadgummit.
But I will say I do remember it. And then for Z-Crafter 3, and I'm going to do a 4 for Cartman.
Oh, wow. 4?
Because it was direct. He called it out, right?
4 for Cartman.
From memory's sake.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, wow. It's still going.
We don't know how to turn it off now.
Let me go ahead and stop that there. So, yeah, we got a whole new thing. Okay, Smee, let's go over to Smee. Let's go ahead and rate Z-Craft first.
Okay. Okay, I'm also going to do a 3 because I did like the interactiveness of the joke. But yeah. I do remember the soft serve. So, I do.
It was a big hit.
It was a big hit. But, getting up, going to a different room, that's physical humor. We got some physical humor.
That was
going
good.
On. Mm-hmm.
Playing the video.
Going to the toilet was big.
Yes, yeah. Big. Big move. And then I am going to do, I think I'm going to do a 3 as well for Cartman. As well.
Oh wow, 3 and 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we get a score going into round 6?
Okay. Well, let's do one right before round 7.
Yeah, right before round 7.
For the final throwdown.
Yeah, so they know.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Cardman for the initial insult, round 6. Cardman, the floor is yours.
Zach, I'm glad you took your hoodie off because it brings me to my next point, which I've already said earlier. I love the t-shirt, by the way, but again, it's too small, bud. They make extra sizes, you know. You're a piece of shit. Get close with it.
Okay, attacking his
attire.
Attire.
Well,
yeah,
it's
okay.
Not
attacking
attire,
the shirt.
Guess.
I am not attacking
not
the shirt.
I'm not attacking not the
what
attire.
Is that?
That's big
is that big, is that Donnie?
Daddy, says daddy's home.
Is that Donnie? Damn.
Big DT, baby.
Okay, yeah, so he's not attacking the message. He's attacking the fit.
The fit.
Okay, Z-Craft with the rebuttal, round 6. Here we go.
Well, he's jealous of the fit because he can't find anything that actually fits him. That's an Under Armour shirt that he's wearing there, but are we sure that's actually official Under Armour and it's just not like a tarp that he bought and slapped on an Under Armour emblem on top of it? Because, I mean, he's jealous, right? Because we obviously know that I go to the gym. You can see that clearly. And we could see that, I mean, look at that right there. You can see that right
the
there.
Shawn
Mike can't do that. Cardman can't do that right there. I know all about that right there. So he's a piece of shit. He's just jealous. I mean, he's upset that he can't fit in this. And he hasn't been able to fit into it since he was in old junior high.
Taking it back to junior high.
So we have Cardman attacking attire. Z-Craft attacking physical physique. Mm. Okay, let's go ahead and go
back.
Oh,
he's attacking physical physique. He's just doing a very good job of it.
Oh, he's still
going. Oh, he's not done.
Okay, let's go ahead and go over to the bird. Go ahead and let's go with Cardman first. Give him a score.
Cardman?
Yeah.
Let's do a 3.
Okay, Cardman with a 3.
And then Z-Craft with a 4 on that.
Okay, Z-Craft with a 4. Here we go.
Thanks,
okay.
Bird. Appreciate you.
I was going to say, it was pretty good. I did like going back, flashback to junior high.
Let me ask you this. Did the type of shirt he's wearing play in this at all?
I do like that shirt. I'm not saying that I did like it, yeah. But the tarp joke was pretty good as well.
Tarp is good. Tarp is
the
good.
So,
tarp
was... my problem is I can see the score. So I know.
Don't let it influence you. Give me the thing.
Don't let it influence me.
All right, okay. Go ahead and Cardman.
Let's turn the tables. Let's start mounting Smee.
Yeah, you guys just want to attack Smee.
Yeah, let's attack.
It's too easy.
Too easy.
All right,
is
Smee,
she
go.
Still here,
dude?
Yeah,
we have fired her a million times. Yeah, she just keeps coming back. I don't get it.
They got to have somebody count because they can't do it.
That, ooh. Oh, wow.
That's actually a decent one.
Wow.
That's
good. Here we go. Let's see. Let's see if I can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
My hilarious.
Okay, so I'm going to do... Okay.
Hey, can you guys hear this right here?
Oh, I can't hear you guys now.
Can you hear that fart? No? No. Okay. No. Well, we just farted. So.
Can't hear the fart.
So, okay. Smee, go ahead. Let's go ahead and give Carbman a...
Okay, Carbman, I'm going to do... I'm going to do...
I can't hear you guys now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can't hear us?
Okay. Well, I can't hear you guys.
Oh, shit.
Is it my turn to attack him again?
Nope. No. Not yet.
Ceasefire.
Ceasefire.
Okay. I'm going to do Carbman a... I'm going to do threes on both.
Oh, my gosh. Three for Carbman?
I'm a hard judge. I'm
three
a hard judge.
For Z-Craft?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give a final tally before we go into round seven? The final round uh-huh. of the Thanksgiving Throwdown.
Or do we do a final tally right now, or you want to save it for the... Just know that it's the final round.
Yeah. Carbman, do you want the final score?
Or do you want the score before your final round?
Sure. Can they hear?
Okay.
Okay. Carbman is at 42, and Z-Craft is at 44.
Ooh.
Two.
Three... Wait, 42, 44?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry.
Two-point difference.
Two. I'll get there. I'll
get
there.
Don't count things really messing with boggling our minds.
That's why I sneeze here. Okay. Final round of the Thanksgiving Throwdown 2024. Z-Craft, you are first. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. This is it. This is the final round, gentlemen. Z-Craft, give us your best insult.
You know, Ryan... Carbman, we're all in the same field. We all like doing the same work. We all like arresting drunks and getting them off the street and saving lives. Well, Ryan, you and I do. Carbman, however, he'd rather chase promotions than chase cars.
Oh.
He'd rather chase promotions and get stripes instead of taking drunks off the streets.
Damn.
I arrested 127 drunk drivers last year being a regular deputy. I mean, Carbman arrest. Did he even make 100? I don't remember seeing him at LetSack.
Oh,
I know he got some stripes, and I'm proud of him for that. But once you get those stripes, you become a company man.
Oh,
and I think there's a special sticker out there made by Extracted, available at Extracted.com. His car is not promotions.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
Dude, Carbon, you better have something stashed away, bro, because you're... Hey, you're in trouble, bro. You're in trouble. Right. You're down two. Not only did he insult you,
but he also promoted Extracted.
He somehow promoted Extracted and pulled out the numbers game. You better have something big.
Oh, I do, because his numbers mean jack shit to me. Watch how this shit works. First and foremost, Zach, when you brought back junior high, I understand why you hit the gym so hard. I didn't know you got picked on that bad. But I do agree, because you are a piece of shit. As far as promotion, yes, I did get promoted. But I also spent 10 years in the DWI unit, and I almost got 1,000 DWIs in that 10 years. My highest year that you bragged about 127 was actually 129, so I beat you there again. You know why? Because you're a piece of shit. As far as Extracted, well done. But you know what? I'd be a piece of shit, too, knowing I was about ready to get my ass kicked, and I would try to butter up to the judges, too. That's what pieces of shit do.
All right, all right.
Hopefully, how does failure feel?
We'll find out.
Here we go. Let's see what happens here. Let's go ahead and start with, I guess, Smee's up.
I guess so. This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. If you guys make me the tiebreaker, it's going to be ridiculous.
I'm going to actually specifically do that. Let's see.
Yeah.
That was hard fought, Zach. Well done.
Yeah.
Love
a worthy opponent.
Great work.
This was good. This was good. I knew it was going to be a lot of pieces of shit. So let's see what happens here. Smee, go ahead and let's see. Z-Craft went first. Go ahead and give him a final number. What are you looking at me for?
Because I'm doing the math in my head.
You want me to do?
You're going to make me a tiebreaker problem?
Yeah. Oh, that would be kind of cool. But I'm just going to...
Okay, you go ahead. Go first.
I'll go first, like, and you do whatever you want to rig the system. Go for it.
Okay. Well, it's hard to have the numbers right in front of me.
Yeah, this
isn't funny. A true competition. She's trying to rig it.
Mm-hmm. She's rigging it.
I just want to see what this guy's going to do.
Thank goodness we have a non-biased tiebreaker here. Yeah, non-biased.
Non-biased, right. Sober.
100% sober. 100% sober. Can definitely stand up. All right, Bird, let's go ahead and rate Z-Craft. That was big, by the way, with the with the sticker thing. That was big.
And the numbers.
Slash patch. And numbers. That was big.
I got to say 5.
Damn.
I got to. Just because it was good with numbers, threw in the stickers, it just all came together. It just all came together.
I did feel like it came together.
It did come together.
Okay.
And then... But that one...
Are you going to give him the same 4? Because that's what you've been doing this whole time.
I'll do 4.
Oh, shit.
I'll do 4.
Okay. 5 for Z-Craft, 4 for Carb, man. I may not need to break this tie.
Well, I haven't been doing the same numbers, have I? The whole time?
No.
Not the whole time.
All right, Smee.
I'm trying to keep it real, guys.
I don't even know. Let's see. All right, let's start off with Z-Craft.
No, I've had too much whiskey, too, to do numbers, so...
You got a beer.
I've had a glass of whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, Z-Craft did hit hard.
That was big.
That's a big punch.
And the initial, like, to be on the first go, too. He came out. I mean, this was the last round, but he was the first insult of the
Last round. Yeah, because I feel like the first insult is you're at a disadvantage.
You're thinking, you're having to think it up, whereas the other guy gets to rebuttal. Yeah. So it's kind of hard.
That is hard. Okay. Well, I'm going to do 4 and 4.
4 and 4.
But that doesn't, I don't think it makes it even.
Now, if my math is correct, which it probably isn't.
Which is probably wrong.
I think we have a winner and I do not have to break a tie, which I really didn't want to be honest with you.
Okay.
Let's see. Final score.
Final score is...
Pass it over here?
Yep. Can you read my writing?
All right. You guys ready for the first annual...
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
First annual Thanksgiving Throwdown.
Turkey roast.
We have a final score. Is this Carbman and this is Z-Craft?
Yeah, this is, well, no, this is, that's Z-Craft and that's Carbon. Have you been reading it wrong the whole time?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay, 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. For the final score of the 2024 Thanksgiving Throwdown, we have Carbman coming in at an impressive 50 points. 50 points for Carbman. You know, let's go ahead and give him a little bit of a, let's go ahead and give him a little bit of a cheer for coming in at 50. Oh, wait.
I just stopped.
Okay, good. Good. All right, enough of that nonsense. And now, for the first annual 2024 Thanksgiving Throwdown Champion, we have Z-Craft coming in at 53 points. Yeah, boy! Fair and square. Very good. Classic. I love the insults.
Yeah, they were good.
So Z-Craft, the first champion of the Thanksgiving Throwdown.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is we'll give Carbman a chance to say a few words. And then since Z-Craft was the champ, we'll give him the final word of the Thanksgiving Throwdown. Carbman, you're up.
Well thought, Zach. Well done. I have to give credit where credit is due, and the shout out, I think, sent you over the top. So well done.
Yeah.
I do love you. I love everybody here. That was fun. Glad I got to do it. This was enjoyable. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say Carbman has been like on it. Like, hey, I need to get on there and just insult him.
Yeah.
For what, a year? You think maybe a year and a half?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, so I appreciate you taking out the, I assume his family's just like in the room next door, like actually carving a turkey, and he's in here calling Z-Craft a piece of shit.
My wife, on 2 occasions, has walked by going, what the hell are you guys
Understandably
doing?
Understandably so.
Hey, I'm going to give you some points for just logging in, knowing that Z-Craft was going to do it, and you decided to do it anyway, because you said initially it was tomorrow, right?
Yeah, or sometime, but when I heard this battle royale was going down, I
You had to be there.
Yeah, the battle royale that we forgot to tell Z-Craft about, apparently.
All right, Z-Craft, who had no idea he was walking into a battle royale. You have the final word, brother. Go ahead.
You know, like Bret Hart used to say, I'm the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
I'm going
to
throw up.
Cartman, Sean, I love you, bro. Thank you so much for doing this. I had no idea this was happening. Ryan, thanks for having us. Bird, Smee, Waxley, Smee, you're fired. You can leave.
Yeah.
Great to be on the podcast with you. Much appreciated to see you. Love the podcast. Obviously, the fastest growing law enforcement podcast in Southwest Missouri.
Damn straight, boy.
Hell yeah.
First thing I was gonna say was long time listener, first time caller, but didn't get to do that. So, but Sean, again, love you, brother. You are a piece of shit. I wouldn't be able to be the piece of shit I am if it wasn't for you. So, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
You're very good, beautiful. Man, I would say poetic.
Yes.
Really was.
That was good. Just a true champion.
Yeah.
Just a true mm-hmm. champion. So what's going to happen is, Z-Craft, you will be invited back for the 2025 Thanksgiving Throwdown as the reigning champion. And what we'll do
is
we'll
get a belt made.
You know what? That may be in our wheelhouse. We'll see what happens here.
It's definitely in the budget.
And then it's definitely in the budget. This is a high budget podcast. And then we will allow Cardman to put in, but we'll also allow other people to put in for the Thanksgiving Throwdown. Sound good?
Okay, yeah, we're just definitely making it up as we go, aren't we?
Yeah,
just winging it.
Yeah, I'm just making stuff
up. Are we going to keep the scoring system of the 5 point?
Yeah,
we got to.
Yeah, just write this down because I'll forget it in a year, no doubt.
Well, good thing maybe we have tomorrow. It on recording.
I may forget it by the end of the night. We'll see what happens.
We'll have it.
All right, gentlemen, we will let you get back to your Thanksgiving. I appreciate you guys joining us. You guys were awesome. I thought we were the only losers that had some free time on Thanksgiving, but apparently it's all pieces of shit that I know. I appreciate you guys. So, all right, man. Love you guys. Be careful. Thank you guys for joining us. And, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Be safe.
Guys. Love you guys.
All right. Bye. See you guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Love you guys. Bye.
Piece of shit. Got it in there.
He did. He got it in there.
I'm trying to end it. I don't even know how to freaking end it with these guys.
Right. Oh, remove. I will throw punches when he can't defend himself. That's 100% not above me.
All right, Carmen, it's giving me the option to remove you. It looks like Z-Craft removed himself. Peace, brother. Be safe, man.
Peace, man.
See ya.
We'll do it. See ya.
All right, what'd you guys think?
What a good epi.
It's good.
Dudes rock, dude.
For winging it, yeah.
I told you, a lot of pieces of shit going on, right?
Yeah, but aren't we all, mm-hmm. right?
I'm a self-admitted piece of shit.
Oh, dude, me too.
Yeah.
I look in my mirror every morning, and I point at myself, and I say, piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
And then I go and go to work.
Yeah, just go make cabinets.
Yeah, just go make cabinets.
All right, yeah. do we move into the FTs? Final thoughts?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, as usual, we'll go with Smee, ladies first.
Okay.
Give us that final thought. Okay. Hey, what do you think about your pink microphone that we got you?
Yeah, it's real nice. I am glad that... I'm pretty sure you guys are going to fart in it when you're not around.
Yep.
Hang on, let me see.
Hold on a second. Pause for effect.
Okay. All right, Smee, final thoughts. Go ahead.
I do like my pink mic.
Oh, there's one.
But what? I am sure you guys, it's just going to make it easier for you guys to fart in it when I'm gone.
Keep going.
Okay. That's... I think it went well. Hopefully it comes out in recording, but I think it went well. We tested the new system, so... And got some Thanksgiving roasts in there while we were doing it. So I'm glad that it works. I'm glad the new system works. And I'm glad the call-in feature is going to be up and running. That might be a fun thing to do going forward. So we'll see how that works.
Okay. Very cool. All right, Bird, what you got?
Love the new setup. Love the mics. Real crisp.
Crisp, baby. Crisp like a... What's that, Apple?
Honeycrisp
apple. Honeycrisp apple.
Anyways, but I do like the new setup. Love the dudes that were on here roasting each other. We're all having good time.
I can't help it.
Are we sure this is gonna come through on the recording?
Yeah, yeah. There's literally a fart, at my disposal.
It's like a
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Not it's like hit a
period.
it.
Yeah.
I'm done hitting it.
We both believed you, totally.
Yeah, we were definitely watching your finger crawl.
I had no idea.
No idea. No idea. It's like commas now. But anyways, love you guys. Stay safe. And buy some merch.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to pitch the...
What are we pitching?
Trainings or something coming up?
Oh, shoot. Do you have the list?
No.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to pitch something that I have no idea.
I mean, we could pitch the Green Lab in February. That's probably, honestly, the next big one.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go ahead and pitch that because, it is free to Missouri coppers. Outside agencies or outside the state, there is a small fee, but a very small fee for that type of training. So when is the February one?
February 12th. In Creve Coeur, Missouri, which is outside St. Louis, if you're not familiar.
Okay. Where is it at?
Creve Coeur?
Creve Coeur.
So if you guys want to go attend a Green Lab for Missouri cops, it's free. Go to www.extract-ed.com. You guys can register for the Green Lab in Creve Coeur for the price of free. Thank you to Highway Safety and... always say this wrong. GSHA,
Governor's Highway Safety Association.
Okay, yeah, I knew I was going to say that wrong. GHSA, Governor Highway Safety
Association.
Mm-hmm,
I believe. And responsibility.org.
Responsibility.org, yes. Mm-hmm. They have paved the way, given some grants so Missouri officers can attend for free. And when's the other one?
It's April 24th.
Okay, so if you want to attend another Green Lab, you can go to extract.com and register for the one in Warrensburg, which is going to be on the west side of the state for free.
More centrally, it's more central west, right?
Yeah, central. I would say it's more west than central, but, Warrensburg. So, again, thanks for the grants for the coming through on that. But, for free, go ahead and do that.
Hopefully.
Is it me? Is it my FTs?
Yes, it's your all right. FTs.
So I appreciate everybody taking their time Thanksgiving to record a potty, even Bird and Smee. I mean, I know you guys are more apt to be here, but still taking time away from your family. Appreciate the Smee for pouring us whiskey.
Appreciate you, Smee.
Had a heavy pour. Yeah, it's the holidays.
Heavy pour for the holidays. I do want to pitch one thing. So this hat right here made by Blue Line Laser Works, who is a deputy here in Southwest Missouri. He does a lot of custom things. So you guys can get like signs, keychains, hats. What else? What else do you do?
He does the leather work hats, plaques. He does those. Does he still do those bracelets?
Yeah. What do you call those? What do you call those bracelets that like the metal ones that go
the memorable like the memory bracelets like the the black ones and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the black ones. Yeah.
I don't know exactly what you call them, but yeah. There is a name for them, I believe.
I don't remember what it is, but
we're gonna get into it.
Yeah, so Blue Line Laser Works, he always hooks us up with a lot of good stuff, and he does our Miranda cards and has done several other things for us. And in fact, I'm looking at a sign across the room that he did.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
He did our latest rounds of hats as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, our latest rounds of extracted hats.
He
does rope hats.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a baller, man. So, yeah, check him out. If you guys need anything custom, any sort of engraving or hats or anything like that, check him out.
Good for Christmas? It would be good for Christmas.
Yeah, if you're going to do Christmas, you probably better get him in, though, pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, you can find him on Instagram, right? Blue Line Laser Works.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook as well, or he has a website. So, anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Hope everything goes well. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. And thanks for listening to the potty. And until next time, peace!
That's showbiz, baby.